Another nekuda. So after the Rebbe brings down the bill of the achrayim, so the Rebbe asks that tzorchin godol b'zeh, meaning in the etzem yisoid of the machnechayim, meaning lechura, that even if we would learn that hefker is going to belong to everyone, even then lechura is not so pashut, this third step, that therefore when only one person could be zeiche, so then you don't need a kinyan. Because, and the pashtus it's moving, when we say everybody is zeiche in it, so obviously it's not a regular, it's not the same type of kinyan as a normal balabas. So therefore, even if a person mitzad hefker, he has this kinyan, it's very mistaba that he would still need to make a maisa kinyan to be a full regular balabatish guy. And then the Rabbi says the fact that it's a chidush, and therefore the Rabbi gives a different bill. Now the bill that the Rabbi gives is based, the Rabbi brings down the Alter Rebbe in Hilchas Hefker Siv Gimel, where the Alter Rebbe says, Benegea Tedin Melech, that a Melech, even a Nochri, which he was Koivish a Medina, so automatically the fact that he was Koivish the Medina, that makes the whole entire country, the Nahoris and the Orim and everything, Kola Oretz Kulo, everything belongs to the Melech just by the fact that he was Koivish the Medina. So therefore, since there is such a Nekuda of it, there is such a Kinyan called Kibush Melech, Alderech, a Kinyan. So therefore the same thing is here by Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, he was Kilo Koivish and Shoyle the whole entire world. He was the only one there, so he was the one that's Koivish the world. So because of that, he was automatically Koine the whole thing. And the Rebbe is madgish that this is also in Pshuta Shel Mikra, and the Rebbe brings a raya from Rashi later. But it sounds like it's for sure al derech halacha, but it's not only al derech halacha. It's even in Pshuta Shel Mikra, because again Rashi, the Rebbe wants to explain a Rashi, so we have to say that this Yisoid is even in Pshuta Shel Mikra. But lechur, it's not a hadgasha, which some might think that that maybe al pi halacha it's not so much of a beer, it's mainly a beer in Pshuto Shel Mikra. You see from the Rebbe's Hadgosha Gam, which stuck in the Ksaviyad, which Ksavet Kedish, which was just now mispas, and you see the Rebbe added the Gam, and you can see it also in the other 48, that it's a halacha dikir beer, which is also in Pshuto Shel Mikra. So therefore Adam HaRishon was coined the whole world because al sem melech. So first of all, lechura, there is two chidushim here in this bio of the Rebbe. First of all, like the Rebbe points out in Ha'ara 52 and 53, Adam HaRishon was not a regular melech. It's not a pshat that Adam HaRishon had a regular dinei melech. So one point the Rebbe brings out because ein melech b'le'om, and Adam HaRishon didn't have that. Another point is there was nobody that was mamlechim. And interesting to note that in Ha'ara 53, the Rebbe asks, the Rebbe is mitzayin two nekudas. Nobody was mamlech Adam HaRishon, and there was no milchama to have kibush milchama. But then the Rebbe explains why the lack of kibush milchama is not a problem, because here there was nobody to fight with. But the Rebbe doesn't address clearly about the nekuda of there was nobody that was mamlechim. So Adam HaRishon lechura was not a regular melech. And therefore, like you see tak in the Pnim, the Rebbe says, V'harei ze bedugmas melech hakevish medina. It means it's not a regular melech, it's bedugmas melech. Since bepoyel mamash, he was the only one there, and he was shoylet, so therefore he had a kinyan. So that's one nekuda, the Rebbe learns that this chidush of kibush melech is not only by an emes and melech, which has dinei melucha. Another nekuda, which is lechura coming up, which is a chidush from the Rebbe's bio, there is different ways in the Rishonim and the Dachreinim how to understand taka this halacha, on what is this halacha of kibush melech based on. Usually we say we need a ma'aseh kinyan. So on what is this halacha of kibush melech based on? And bechlalus, there's two ways in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn that it has to do to Din Yush, that when you conquer from someone else, So since this Melech won the Melchama, so the other country is Misyayish from their place, because they know the Melech conquered it, so he's going to have it. So Medin Yush, like by a Gazlan, and Yush, so therefore this Melech that conquered is Koine. And the other opinion in the Rishayim is, Mitzad Dine de Malchuse Dine. That since Dine de Malchuse is, in all countries, the regular Dine de Malchuse is, that when a person conquers something, it's his. That's Bechlal how Melucha works. How does Lakatchila any Melech get a Melucha? Because he conquered it. So the Dine de Malchuse, Ba'ifim Klali, is that when you conquered something, it's yours. And Mitzad Dine de Malchuse Dine, therefore it becomes his. That's Bechlalos. And in that Gufa, there's different Eifanim, but that's Bechlalos, the two Mahalchem. Now, the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, clearly over there in Hilchas Safka Sif Gimel, and also in Kuntres Achen, more Bariches in the Kuntres Achen of the Sif before, the Alter Rebbe learns clearly that this halacha of Kibush Melech is based on this din of Dina de Machuse Dina. So, Lechura, Eba Zei, Kemetrachten, is that Shayach by Adam HaRishon? Is that deal also relevant to Adam HaRishon? By Adam HaRishon yet, there was no yet Meluchas, there was no Dine de Malchusa. So if there's no Dine de Malchusa, so why would that Kibush make it his? If the whole Halacha of Kibush Melech is based Mitzad Dine de Malchusa, so you have to have first a Dine de Malchusa, and then it could become a Dino, which should be a din al piteran, that it should be a kinyan. But by Adam HaRishon was before the Bechlal Dine del Malchusa. So Lechura Daf Min Zogin, that this is a very unique Dine del Malchusa. It's not a Dine del Malchusa. Every country, every Malchus has their dinim. Sometimes you can have two Malchusen which have similar dinim, you can have three Malchusen that have similar dinim, but it's unique to that Melucha. Here, that nekuda is ki'ilu more, almost like saying, a dina de malchusa be'etzem. It's a be'etzem dike dina de malchusa. Azei firtzich de welt. All the malchusen is based on the fact that I conquer and that's mine. So here, ki'ilu, since this is a be'etzem dike dina de malchusa, so even though the poila wasn't established yet, because there was nobody to establish that dina de malchusa, it works a little bit. And therefore, we could say that Hakal HaYoshalayim. That's the Chul Benigat Pshat. No, based on those Biurim of the Rebbe, perhaps we could be Mamtik, famous question of the Rishonim in the Biur of Tesvis. The Gemara in Bava Basra, in Cheskas Abatin, Tafkof Ches, the Gemara discusses the halacha of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. We know the halacha is if a person lived, or he was in a karka or in a bais for 3 years, even if it doesn't have any more rayas, it doesn't have a shtar that he was kainet, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and it's his. And the Gemara discusses, where do we learn out Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Now, so there's two options. The Gemara, first the Gemara brings down an opinion of Shmuel that it's learned from Sheir Amud, the same way a Sheir, after he gored 3 times, he goes out from Tam and it becomes a Mu'ed. The same way also a Soda and a karka, After a person lived in a place or owned a karka 3 years, it goes out from the reshus of the first owner and it goes into his reshus. And then the Gemara asks a bunch of questions based on this limud, that lechua based on this limud, it should have been kach v'kach. One of the first questions the Gemara asks is, Elo means the halacha is, when does Cheskas Gimel Shanim or the Chazaka work? Only, so Cheskas Gimel Shanim only works if the person is saying, the machzik is saying a tiny, he says, I bought it, he gave it to me as a gift, I'm saying a tiny that it's mine, I just don't have the raya for it, so the Chazaka helps. But if I don't have any tiny, I'm not saying it's mine, I'm not giving a reason why I believe this sada belongs to me, so then the Chazaka does not work. So the Gemara is asking, if we learn it from Sheir Amud, that 3 negiches makes from a tamei mu'ed, and therefore the same thing over here, 3 years makes it from his mind, so therefore, even if there is no taine, even if the person that's machzik does not have any taine and why he thinks it's his, even then we should also say it's his. That's the Gemara's question. And on that, the Gemara says, like, how does it work? What kind of question is it? Obviously, if the person himself doesn't say it's his, how in the world would we say that that it's his? He himself doesn't say it's his. So why should we give it to him? So all the Rishayim are bothered. What's b'chal the havmin of the Gemara? Who the teretz is a posh the teretz? So davar a poshut, if a person himself doesn't claim it's his, just by being there for 3 years, it's not going to make it his. So there's no, what's the question? And there's different ways in the Rishayim how to learn it. Tesis brings two ways. The first way of Tesis is that the question of the Gemara is it should work as mechila. That the fact that a person is there for 3 years and the original owner doesn't say anything, so that means that the person is moichel the karka or the house to the person that's there. That's the first way of Tesis. Now the way all the Rishayim are asking on Tesis, what does mechila work over here? The concept of mechila works only when there is a chiyuv. Let's say somebody borrowed money from his friend, so he owes him money. So now you could say he could be meichel me something. Mechila is when there is a shibud, there is a chiyuv, so he could be meichel a chiyuv and a shibud. There's no such thing you meichel as a kinyan. I want to give something to someone else, I'm going to say, I meichel it to you. Mechila is a factor when it comes to kinyanim. So how would mechila work over here when you're just trying to, when we're trying to transfer this karka from the reshus of the first, the morikame, to the reshus of the machzik? How would mechila work over here? That's the question the Rashba and other Rishonim are asking. And therefore there's all different ways in the Achronim that are trying to explain. It's like that maybe it's like he's saying lechazek v'kni, but Sai, it's not, it's a liknish in the verter of Tesis. And Sai, we're still bottom line going to have to understand how, what kind of maisik kinyan do you have over here in order to be koinet. But perhaps the two biurim of the Rebbe here, the first biur, and mainly the Rebbe's biur, the second biur, we could perhaps be more mamtik and understand at least the havamin of how it should work. Lefi the first bio, which the Rebbe explains based on the Achronim in the Sicha, that when something is hefker, doesn't have a bailim, and only one person could be koinet, so then it becomes his automatically, even without a kinyan. So perhaps we could say the same thing. If the Morikame, let's say Reuven, he was the original owner of this field, and Shimon came into that field, now he lived there for 3 years. So everybody else is excluded from this field, due to the fact that Reuven owns it, so that excludes anyone else from this field. Now, Shimon lived here. The fact that Reuven is quiet for Shimon living here, it's ki'ilu, he's saying he is meichle to him. Kila says, I forgive you, I let you take it. Kila, I don't care, not he's making here a kinyan. Obviously, Michil is not a kinyan, but it's like he's saying, I have no problem with you staying here. Ki'ilu, you could take it away from me. So everyone else is excluded from this field because Reuven never said that he's making it hefker for everyone. But on the other hand, to Shimon, he is kilo removing himself because the fact that he is quiet, that's kilo, he's meichle, he's removing himself for it. So it's kilo al derech a mitzias of having here a field which is only available for one person. And if it's available for one person, so then he could be koinet even without a kinyan. So therefore, the term mechila is enough over here, not because the mechila is the kinyan. The mechila is not a kinyan. The mechila is just saying that I'm kilo removing myself to you, towards your kinyan, towards you being koinet. I let you, and therefore he could be koinet without a kinyan. And especially based on the Rebbe's view, and the way we pointed out before, that the chiddush in the Rebbe's view that even if there is no real din melech, but the fact that there is a kibush, there is a shlita, someone, he is the shalit now, b'poyel mamish, so that itself could make it like a kinyan. So ula yishleima, that al derza was the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara's havamina was that if a person lived 3 years, and the person was quiet, so He doesn't tell me that he was koinet. So lechura, what should he be called? Should be called a ganav. He's stealing someone else's place for 3 years. And just because he stole it for 3 years, shouldn't make it his. But of them, is masber tesis, the havana from the Gemara is that the fact that the owner was quiet, it means he is meichel. What does it mean he is meichel? His meichel is that he lets and he says, I have no problem in your shlita. That you were shoylet and you were kivish that place, that shlita and the kibush is not geneva. Means the pashtis, the shlita and the kibush of the person is geneva, he stole it. But the fact that he kilo removes himself, it's kilo he is saying, you know what, your shlita, your kibush bepoil is not geneva. It's a little bit similar to what the rabbi says over there in the 50th me, that when there is no other melech, there's no need for a melchoma. If I don't have to take it out from someone, so the actual fact that I am a kibush, that itself gives me a kivisha. That itself gives me a din kibush. So you have the same thing. The fact that the other person is meichel, meaning the other person kilo removes himself, not he's giving it to me. The mechila is not a kinyan. He is kilo removing it himself from. He is kilo removing himself from me, from this place. The fact that he removes himself, that itself gives the person that's there a definition of being a koivish. So true, it's not a chazaka. He didn't have in mind when he comes down there that when he works, when he lives in the field, that should be a cheskas kinyan. He just went into someone else's field. But since lepoyel mamish I'm shaylit, and it's a real shlita because the owner removed himself, so the kibush itself would be a kinyan. So that the kalpanim is the Gemara's habin. Then the Gemara says no. If the person himself says he does not think he's there because it's his. He thinks because he went to someone else's place, so obviously that should not be kibush. Al kolponim, but it gives a little bit more hasbar in the Gemara's habamina.